Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Hi. Yes. 251142001003541119.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull your file up and we can get the ball rolling here. Perfect. And is this Janita RE LLC? Janita Ray?
Well, that is the owner of the building. We are a food manufacturer, actually gelato, and also a franchisor, and also we own stores. I didn't notice that I had a Janita RE. It's my son and I, and we own the building where I'm speaking from.
I see. So what's the actual name of the company name or DBA of the business?
The DBA is PACIUGO.
Let me just repeat that to you. DECIUGO?
No, excuse me. P as in Paul, A as America, C as in Charles, I as India, U as University, G as George, O as Oscar.
Okay, that's the DBA.
Yeah, that's Pachugo. It's also the website.
Pachugo. Okay, perfect.
What city are you in to see if we have any stores there?
We're located in Miramar, San Diego.
No, the closest would be Hermosa Beach, South Bay.
Okay. We're in driving range, I would say. who's this that I'm speaking to? What's your name?
My name is Ugo, which is U-G-O, G-I-N-A-T-T-A.
Perfect. And are you 100% owner there with the business?
No, my son and I have 52%, and then we have some sleeping investors. And that is my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
You said your name is Tyler.
Correct.
That one of the sleeping investor has 20%, but they have no involvement whatsoever in the management. And so some of your colleagues, they said, no, we want to add a personal guarantee of that, which would not be possible.
As far as that's concerned, that would probably go on you. That wouldn't go on the other investors there. Just the larger amount of percentage that we can get on the application itself, the better approvals you'll have opened up to you. Are you able to get that one owner's basic information as far as filling out a one-page application? Is that something that would be doable there?
It's an LLC that was established exactly for the purpose of this investment.
Okay.
A group of individuals.
Okay. Let me just confirm some quick information here on the file, and then we can kind of dive into those details and see what we might be able to do for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So as far as the billing address there for the business, can you confirm the billing address there?
1215 Viceroy Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75247.
Perfect. And you said you're an LLC, correct?
Pachugo Holding LLC. I will send you the structure because we have three Pachugo Holdings LLC owns three operative companies: the food manufacturer,
mm-hmm.
the franchisor, and the company that owns the company stores.
I see.
Three lines of business. The food manufacturer not only supplies the franchisee and licensees with ingredients and finished gelato,
mm-hmm.
but also has started a very nice food service business selling through broadline distributors such as Sysco, US Food, PFG, to restaurant chains, hotel chains, hospital, universities, the ready-made gelato pans. And very recently we have... we have entered the consumer packaged good, which is pints, Pachugo Gelato pints that are currently sold in, the only name that you will recognize here in Texas would be Whole Foods Markets.
Okay.
and then Central Market, Etsy, and other, and we are expanding that business.
I see. I see. So how long is the business, how long have you been in business?
16 years.
16 years. Perfect. And so as far as a number, just in case this call does get dropped, is the 469-364-7990 the best number there for you?
No, I don't recognize it, Tyler. Let me give you 214-654-9501.
Okay, we
And
got
I'm an extension 110.
that. Okay, extension 110. Okay, perfect. 110. All right. So as far as you know, our programs are, we got a lot of programs here. So if you want to just kind of paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction there for how we might be able to help you out.
Thank you. We have a large SBA 7A, SBA loan 7A, big guarantee, about $4 million.
Oh, wow.
We've been 16 years in business. We have an activity, a line of business. It is also opening and selling gelato stores, gelaterie, gelato parlors.
Okay.
And we have just sold, and the lender is in the process. I mean, the buyers are in the process of getting their loans and paying us the bulk. They only pay the down payment.
I see.
We are selling a third one. So right now we have between 230 to 700,000 in credits for these sales. And right now I have a few things, such as ordering packaging, that I would like to proceed, and I wanted to have $250,000 for the least costly way, whether 12 months or 18 months, whatever.
I see.
And one thing that I'm very keen of, which we don't find very often in our shopping, is the no penalty for early repayment.
Okay.
Instead, some of your lender's colleague, whether or not you use the 12 or 18 months, you still have to pay the entire interest.
I see. Yeah, as far as our programs work, you actually can get discounts for paying it off early. It's the complete opposite compared to what you just said and what a lot of people go through, where they try to pay it off early and sometimes they get penalized or they don't get any
Well,
discount for
no,
doing so.
they get 4%. Some of them offer 4% discount, but still having to pay the entire interest while you're not using the funds. Very, very heavy.
I see, I see.
System.
Say that again?
Do you have the same system that if I were to pay after 6 months and I had signed up for 12, I would still be liable for the interest for the future 6 months that I will not use the capital?
You're going to be responsible for however large of a loan you take out. So let's just hypothetically say you got approved for the 250,000, but you didn't need that. Say you only needed 100,000. We would restructure it on the 100,000, and that's what you would pay off of. And then if you want to come back and get more, we can restructure it as well and look at refinancing options.
Yes, but my question was about time. If I were to utilize the 250,000, having signed with you for 12 months,
Correct.
and after 6 months I would like to extinguish, how does it work?
I mean, you would just pay if you would look in, so you're looking to pay it off early, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the possibility, yes, very much so. But I've seen with some of your competitors that you still have to pay the interest for the entire 12 months, even though you paid 6 months.
That is correct. You will be responsible for that. Depending on which programs you get into, most of them offer anywhere from that 4 to 6% discount that you were speaking of there earlier. But you will be responsible for what you take out. But as far as the 250K, was that just the number you were throwing out because of our offer, or was that was the number you were looking
No, no, no,
for?
no. Sorry. That's a good question. I don't know. It was just what I was looking for.
Okay. Did you have a
Yes,
specific number for what you were looking for?
250, yes. But that before I saw your advertising.
I see. So just so happened to line up pretty perfectly there with what you were looking for.
Yes.
I see. Okay. And you said you've been kind of shopping around here with some other places there. Have you gotten an approval or anything like that with
Yes, but I always try to see the best fit,
Of
right?
course, of course.
Otherwise, if it's too costly, I just give up the project and wait until I have the money.
I see, I see. So with this 250K here, I know you said you have about anywhere from 230 to 700K in credit there with the gelato business that you're kind
Well,
of
they are
in.
credits of selling stores.
Seven stores, you said?
Selling stores, yes. One of the authentic gelato, one of our three operative entities, opens, starts, and then sells to franchisees and the stores. Because some franchisees don't want to go through the trouble of finding the location, building up, and opening the store and getting it started. And they rather pay a market price, which is obviously more than the replacement cost. And that's one of our line of business. And right now I've sold two and I'm about to sell a third one, but they won't pay me until, let's say, the 10th or the 15th of December, the
I
boss.
see.
So I was looking for to be able to do more things while waiting for the money. That's why I saw your advertising.
I see, I see. So with the 250K there, what were you looking to do next there with the business? What was kind of your next move, I
Well,
should say?
opening new stores, ordering some packages for our pints that are very, very large minimum runs, more working capital, because as you go into grocery stores, you need to have slotting fees. The first or the second order are not paid. They pay you starting from the third, so you need to increase your working capital.
Okay, I see. I
These
see.
sort of things. And my son and I have 760 something credit score.
Okay, so the credit's great. Credit is in high
We are
sevens.
very orderly, and we take care of our commitments.
Good. How long has your son been working with you?
Since day one, he graduated from mechanical engineering in December 2000, and he joined me. And
Oh,
he has been
wow.
well. Today, operative is the operative head of the company, because time flies, as you know. Since
Yeah.
now he's 39.
Wow.
He,
That must be quite an experience there, being able to grow the company there with your son.
yes, and it turned out that he's a very good leader, technical and financial, and so we cannot complain.
Very good.
We like to think that the United States is the world's best market, and we have the best product in this market.
There you go. There you go. That's a kind of the best business model I think you could have.
Yeah, if you look at all our, today you can go online and check comments about products and services, and you'll see that we have, last 16 years, we have a very remarkable track record.
A good reputation there.
Yes, our
Good.
brand, particularly in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is our home market, we have 20 locations here. Our brand is very highly valued and respected.
Good. That's the best kind of marketing you can have there for your business, that's for sure. So as far as the ownership breakdown, I know you said you and your son are 52%. Are you both 26% owners then, or how is that divvied up between you two?
I have more. Let me see the exact number, Tyler. Exact number. Here I am. So I have 36.90.
36.9%.
And Vincent has 19.04. So
18.04.
between 37, 47, and 56.
56% together.
The company. Yes.
Okay. So you guys...
The majority of the board and the majority of the shares. So if you need, we can have a board approval of this loan.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know you touched base there. There was one investor that's 20% owner as well.
Yes, but they are. It's an entity that is formed by several investors, and none of them has the slightest desire to sign, much less to be involved in managing the company.
I see.
That is my obstacle.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, the larger percentage we have on the ownership, the better approval rates you'll usually get, with you and your son being over 50%, there will be multiple programs available to you. If there was a way you were able to get the owner of the private entity on that 20%, it just ups your odds better. So depending on what you guys wanted to do.
I wouldn't even guess.
Okay. So then we could just keep it between you and your son. You'll be just a little bit more limited on the programs, but we'll definitely have something available for you. As far as the capital is concerned, I know you said you're going to be using it to open new stores. When you purchase the inventory, are you able to take advantage of like a cheaper price if you purchase X amount, or is it pretty straightforward?
No, of course. Particularly packagings are very, very number sensitive, because when you start a large printing machine, 3 minutes more, they can make 30% more. So it cost the tooling up and tooling down is what it cost. So exactly.
I see.
You have inventory of all sorts and descriptions.
What do you know the specific amount of discount you get, like per amount of units there, or is it just a straightforward percentage? How does that work?
It's a logarithmic scale that it becomes ever more. Starting from 5%, it can go to 40%.
Oh, wow.
Because machine runs. Having 5 more minutes of printing doesn't cost much, but it's action.
Wow, okay. And when were you maybe looking to make this move? Was this something you had planned you didn't want to do for another month or two, or is this something you want to look to bring on now so you can take advantage of some of these opportunities?
Yeah, well, I will do this anyhow, but I wanted to do it now rather than after cashing the procedure.
Of course. So do you have any current working capital loans out with the business?
Yes, I have one for $100,000.
$100,000, and do you know who that's with?
It's Cabbage.
Cabbage?
Yeah, and I intend to close it at ASAP because it's rather expensive.
I see. And is the $100K what the original amount is, or what the current balance is?
What the original amount is, yeah.
Do you know what the current balance is on it?
It's not much less because I did it in September.
Oh, okay. You just brought it on in September. Okay. I see.
That has the advantage that the moment you pay, you stop the interest. It does not have any penalty.
I see. So I'm just going to try and get a ballpark here for what we might be able to free up for you. With working capital, I'm sure you're familiar with it. It is based mostly off of your top-line revenue. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year for the business?
About $7 million.
Say that again?
$7
million. $7 million? Okay. Perfect. So you're right in the...
Growing rapidly.
Okay. And so with the loan that you have out with Cabbage, are you looking to consolidate that, or do you want just a secondary position? I was just trying to see what you wanted to do with that current loan.
Well, I would close it ASAP.
Okay, so do you want me to maybe look at both positions to see what's available there for you?
By both position, you mean a straight 250 or 250 minus 100,000 to pay off the other?
Is that we could look at either getting that consolidated, so that we would take over that and then try and get you additional capital on top, or we could just try and get you a secondary position with capital.
I would rather look for what you can give me now, and the other one I would close it ASAP.
Okay, so I'll do both options just to see what's available there. And so you said you and your son credits both in like the mid to high 700s, is that correct, or was that just your
Yeah,
personal credit?
763, and I think my son is the same.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I mean, you guys have cash flow. You do have some good credit there, which from what it sounds like. And you guys have been in business for 16 years, so you guys are kind of fitting the profile for kind of what we look for to align ourselves with. So as far as getting capital here, I definitely think this is going to be something that we can work with. Did you kind of have kind of like a return on an investment there with this 250K, being able to take advantage, of cheaper inventory, getting rid of these upfront costs with some of these clients
Yeah,
that you
of
do
course.
have? Do you kind of have a figure there, I should say, of what?
My back of the envelope calculation. If it makes sense, I'll do it. If it doesn't, I will not do it. I'll wait. But my interest is to know exactly what the cost of your, if any, capital is available from you, what the cost would be.
Of course.
We translate it in APR, just to
Yeah,
have
so I'll kind of break down the structure of our working capital program. So as far as term lengths are, it's anywhere from 3 to 36 months. First timers usually get in the 6 to 18, 24-month range there. And then we do daily, weekly, or monthly payment structures, depending on what you qualify for. Even if you do qualify for a daily, most of the programs, you can just set up a monthly upfront payment structure there, so we're able to usually work around that. But as far as a rate goes, we actually do a fixed payback amount. So you'll basically, let's just hypothetically say you took the 250,000, you got approved for it. There would be that number plus the payback amount, and then it's just divvied up evenly between the payment structures, whether it's daily, weekly, or monthly. That way your payments are the same. You kind of know what you're going to be working with up front, and you
Yeah,
kind of
but
know.
you just tell me the hypothetical numbers, and I'm very able to translate it in APR.
Yeah, of course, of course. And you can calculate it that way too. But as soon as we can get, as far as an approval goes, it's just a one-page application that we do. Did you guys file 2015 yet, or did you get an extension on it?
No, we filed.
You filed? Okay, so then it would just be the copy of the 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you can get that to me, I can transfer you over to my underwriting department and come up with some numbers and approvals there for you, and then they can break it all down for you from there as far as discount goes, payback structures, all of that. We just need to take a current look at the health of the business before I start throwing numbers at you and start giving you kind of unrealistic expectations, I should say. So as far as do you have a good email there? I can shoot you this information for what we would need for the approval.
Yes,
Is there
my first name is Ugo, Ugo.
Okay.
At Paciugo, PACIUGO.com.
I'm sorry, say that again after add it scratched out.
It's the same as before. P as in Paul, A as America, C as Charles, I as India, U as University, G as George, O as Oscar.
Dot com.
Dot com.
Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll get this email going right now. It's just gonna have the list there of what we would need for the approval. It's gonna be exactly what I just told you. Is this something that you kind of have readily available, or do you need maybe a
Of course.
perfect. As soon as you can get that over to me, we can usually get you some answers in right around 24 to 48 hours, and kind of see what
Can
approvals we'll be
I
working with.
upload this information? Do you have a how you want me to do it, a Dropbox, or how does it work?
Yeah,
Because
so the application will be attached in an email, and then for the tax return and the bank statements and the balance on the Cabbage loan, you would just upload a PDF and just shoot it to me in email, or you can fax it to me. There'll be the fax number in the email as well, so whatever works best for you.
I think uploading the PDF is the thing.
That's usually the quicker and easier way there. Some people just kind of like to keep it old school with the fax and shoot it that way. So whatever
I
works
know
better
the
for
fact
you.
is the best. The best as far as confidentiality, but it's just too much stuff.
I agree. Well, I'll get this email going right now, Ugo, and then as soon as you can get that back to me, we can get you over to underwriting and see what we can do for you.
Okay, ugo@pachugo.com.
Perfect. I'll get it going right now, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you, Tyler. Bye-bye.